نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Normally on a Sunday morning in this masjid we have some of the morning duas and one tasbih of la ilaha illallah. Those duas have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, after we complete some discussion about Yasin Sharif, we will be discussing these duas again as we do every Ramadan. But this morning, not because it is a Sunday that we are having these duas. Just now somebody may say that you are having it on a Sunday morning. Sunday is normally a church day. So these days our understanding is very limited. Somebody could come up with that kind of an objection that why have it on a Sunday morning, you can have it on a Friday morning. So it's not because of being a Sunday, it is just that on a Sunday people are more relaxed and after Fajr they can go to sleep. So we'll read some of those duas, not all, and one tasbih of la ilaha. Whoever wants to sit can sit and whoever wants to go can go. There's no hard and fast binding rule that you have to sit. But there is great virtue and great benefit. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on a very dark, rainy, stormy night, the sahabas became very concerned where he is. They went out searching for him and they found Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam told them to read, to say. He said, what must we say? Then he asked them to read Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, just give the meaning of it. And then he told them that whoever reads it three times in the mornings and evenings, it will suffice for him. So it has been mentioned that suffice for him means that all the other wazifas that he reads, if he reads this wazifa with yaqeen, with dedication, with devotion, understanding what he is reading and begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection, then inshallah it will protect him from all those balas and all those problems that we always complain about, from seher, from jadu, from nazar and from disasters in our life. And as I explained many, many times by now, that all these things go as a package, that we have to make our namaz, keep our fast, give our zakat, make hajj if it is farz, fulfill the rights of the family, of the parents, of the neighbors, of the Muslims, non-Muslims, whatever we have to do as a Muslim, we must do that, and together with that, if we read this wazifa, then inshallah it will definitely have that effect. And if after reading it still, if somebody's car gets hijacked or something else happens, then we must truly believe that there was some goodness in that. Could have been that this person was in the car, his family was in the car, they could have taken him with the car, taken the family with, and shot them somewhere and dumped them somewhere. So if the car went away, Allah Ta'ala saved the lives. So like that, the person either got saved from some big bala, or the person will get something better in return, or Allah Ta'ala will give him the rewards in the hereafter. In the same way, kalima la ilaha illallah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, jaddidu imanakum, refreshen your imans, make new your iman. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, kaifa nujaddidu imanana ya Rasulullah? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how can we renew our imans? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, recite in abundance, la ilaha illallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that on the day of Qiyamah, that person will rise like the full moon, his face will shine like the full moon. The person who reads every day one tasbih of la ilaha illallah. Now again the question that this person is committing so much of sins and if he just reads one tasbih la ilaha illallah, how will he rise like the full moon shining? So we have to understand it in the proper perspective, that we have to take the other hadiths also into account. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the person who recites la ilaha illallah with ikhlas, then he will enter Jannat. And when he was questioned, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? He said that it prevents him from indulging in haram. So So if the person is reading every day La ilaha illallah 100 times, then there is hope that inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah from all his sins before he passes away, so that he rises on the day of Qiyamah with a shining face like the full moon. Many people we have seen that they have spent many of their whole life in sin, and then suddenly a year or two or a few months before their death, they realize that we made a big mistake, we wasted our time, our life. So let us pay back to everybody whatsoever is due. Let us make amends, make our qazas, do this, do that. And before they could fulfill all that, the time for death came. So inshallah Allah Ta'ala will forgive them because they made the effort or they made sincere tawbah. So let us read these three quls and one or two other duas and one tasbih of La ilaha for this morning. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون
هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ فوگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. اے اللہ فوگیو اس اور پیرنٹس اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز اینڈ دی انٹائر امت اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ فوگیو اور میجر سنز اور مائنر سنز، دی سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ نوئنگلی اور ان نوئنگلی، دی سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ ان دی لائٹ اف ڈے اور ڈارکنس اف نائٹس. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، اوپن دا ڈورز آف یور فورگیونیس فار اس. یا اللہ اوپن دا ڈورز آف یور فورگیونیس فار اس، کاز اس ٹو بی ڈرینچڈ ان دا رینز آف رحمت وچ آر ڈسینڈنگ ان دس مبارک منتھ. یا اللہ دا ڈیز آف رمضان آر گوئنگ بائی، وی ہیون بین ایبل ٹو ڈو جسٹس. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، Ya Allah, day and night we are sinning even in this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, we haven't appreciated this Mubarak month. We are wasting our valuable time, O Allah, in useless and idle chit-chat. O my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Do not seize us on account of our sins. O my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. O my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. O my beloved Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum sab kuch hai bande wagar tere. O my Allah, whatever we may be, we are your servants, we are your slaves. Where do we go, O my Allah? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the oceans or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us because of our indulgence in sins excessively and persistently, then oh my Allah, you tell us which other door is there for us that we can tap, which other home is there for us in which we can go and beg. اے اللہ، تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اے اللہ، بلیس اس وتھ گڈ ہیلتھ، وتھ لانگ لائف. او اللہ، بلیس اس وتھ اسپریچول ہیلتھ اینڈ فزیکل ہیلتھ. یا اللہ، بلیس اس وتھ دا بیسٹ آف دس ورلڈ اینڈ دا بیسٹ آف آخرت. دوز آر سک اینڈ ایلنگ، گیو دم کیور. دوز ہیو گاٹ فائنینشیل ڈیفیکلٹیز اینڈ پرابلمس، او اللہ، بلیس دم وتھ پلینٹی فل آف حلال رسک اینڈ سسٹیننس اینڈ ریموو دیئر ڈیفیکلٹیز اینڈ پرابلمس. Those, O Allah, who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Ey mere pyare Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, make their children obedient to them, obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love so that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that you have ordered and to stay away from everything that you are displeased with and from which your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is displeased with. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, what he did not beg for us. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, day and night he begged for the ummat. Ya Allah, so much of his blood was shed in Taif and so many other places for the sake of the ummat. Ya Allah, he teared and he teared. Oh my beloved Allah, for the sake of the ummat. Ya Allah, all that he begged for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness and the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the trials, the problems that the ummat is facing. Especially, O my beloved Allah, in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, in all other parts of the world. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.